This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Every month, VPR's show Brave Little State answers a listener question about Vermont. There is a new episode out now, and joining me to talk about it is the show's host and creator, Angela Evansy. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Mitch.
So, Angela, who asked the question this month?
This month's question asker is Jack Haskell. He lives in Brattleboro, and he's a graduate student at the School for International Training. And here's what he wanted to know.
How is climate change affecting Vermont right now?
The right now angle is very important here. Jack talked to our colleague Bela Metzger, who worked on this episode with me, and he told her he wanted to avoid the more abstract predictions about climate change and stay focused on what's happening to people right here and right now.
Well, what is happening to people?
Well, for this episode, we decided to focus on the people whose properties just keep flooding. Of course, some flooding is natural and might be exacerbated by things other than a warming climate, like development patterns. But climate change is increasing the frequency and magnitude of extreme rainfall events, and this is putting some Vermonters at increased risk.
Well, in this episode, we meet several Vermonters in this category. Let's take a listen to one of the profiles.
In central Vermont, in the town of Brandon, I meet Stacy and Michael Lee.
She's a puppy. She gets a little excited, so watch her.
They live on Newton Road, which cuts through an open field at the base of the Green Mountain National Forest. Also at home, two labs, a golden retriever, and two Persian cats that belong to their daughter.
So everyone gets along?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
These guys have been through floods. They've been through everything.
Yeah.
They've been
really?
Carried out in little cat backpacks. And
yeah, my daughter has cat carriers, but they're backpacks.
Yeah.
And the last time we flooded, the dogs swam out, and we had the cats on our back in the backpacks.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Amazing.
Stacy says the last time we flooded because it's happened more than once. The Neshebe River runs a few hundred feet behind the Lee's White Ranch. And in recent years, it's gotten destructive.
The people that lived here prior to us never had a problem with the river. Like, they used to maintain it and dredge it out, and there was never an issue. And when Tropical Storm Irene happened, it was pretty devastating.
Irene did over $40,000 in damage to the Lee's house, which their flood insurance paid. And after all their repairs, they thought they were in good shape.
You know, when we reset the furnace, we yeah. set it 18 inches higher than it was before.
Yeah.
When we poured the floor, we poured provisions for sump pumps.
Fast forward to July 1, 2017.
It happened really quickly, and like the river was fine, and then all of a sudden it wasn't fine.
And what happened was is it actually, it shot across into the meadow across the road and come down and hit this ridge here and then hit us right in the front door. So it was all the way around us.
More than 3 inches of rain fell that weekend onto soil that was already saturated from previous rain. This was a storm that hit some parts of the state and even some of the Lee's neighbors worse than Irene. But for Stacy and Mike, it wasn't as bad.
We were able to keep the water out of the basement.
Well, so to speak, 18 inches or so.
18 inches seems like so much water, but for you guys, compared to what you went through with Irene,
oh, yeah.
It seems like, oh, no big deal, 18 inches.
Yeah. Well, we had two and a half inch pumps going full time. I think if it wasn't for those pumps, we'd have been right to the floorboards again. But We fought, you know, we fought. Everybody fights. And I wouldn't quite say we won, but I would say that...
The river's taught us a lot.
Yeah.
It's taught us a lot. It's taught us how to survive.
I would love to drive down this street and just not look at that river every day and say, oh, I hope it didn't move, or I hope that tree doesn't fall in. And you know, it's a way of thinking. It changed us, I think.
It's actually really hard to get the Lees to tell me the story of the July 2017 storm because they keep blending it with the story of Irene. It's like their memories are water damaged.
It's draining. It's absolutely draining. And you look back at your house and you're like, you know, everything that you've worked so hard for just seems so minute at the time because water just is taking over.
Oh my gosh, Angela, that is just so heartbreaking.
It is, and it became really clear when we reported this episode that heartbreak and stress are actually a big part of how climate change is affecting some Vermonters right now. Here's what Mike Lee said.
I wish there was a support group. You know, people could get together and say, yeah, I was where you were at, and there is hope. Because I think that the physical damage is almost nowhere near as bad as the mental damage.
Now, the Lees aren't trapped in their house. Since Tropical Storm Irene, the state has been facilitating buyouts of flood-damaged and flood-prone structures so they can be demolished. And after the July 2017 storm, Mike and Stacy Lee decided to start the buyout process.
One minute we're happy to move forward and, like, start a new life and what we call home, and then the next minute we're crying our eyes out because, like, this has been our home. And so it's a lot. It's a lot.
We go deeper into the buyout program in our episode because it struck us that the demolition of houses is a really visible way that climate change is affecting Vermont right now. And sometimes it decreases the amount of affordable housing in a community. And even for people like the Lees, who haven't lost their homes entirely, it's still a really excruciating process.
Angela Evansy is the host of Brave Little State, and a longer excerpt will air tonight at 6 o'clock during All Things Considered. And remember, you can listen to the full episode at vpr.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Angela, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.